Welcome to Managing Uncertainty, a podcast series from the experts at BrightPath discussing global risk, business continuity, and crisis management. Will you be ready to lead your organization through its critical moment?
Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. This is Brian Strauser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And in this week's episode, I want to talk about how to support your crisis team during a prolonged crisis. If you think about it right now, we're five-ish months into the COVID-19 pandemic here in the United States. And if you're a crisis leader in another country, you may be 7, 8, or 9 months into this situation right now, likely without much of a break away from the pandemic. Or at least that's what I've been experiencing since about February or so, when we started seeing cases or started having the buildup here within the United States. And for most of us, I think we're deep into supporting our team. We're having daily or multiple times a day and weekly crisis team calls, executive calls. We're briefing executives. We're talking to the board. Or if you're in my case, you're advising clients and helping them be successful as they try and navigate through this crisis situation. So the big question for this episode is, how can you, as the crisis or business continuity leader, make sure that you're taking care of your team throughout this prolonged crisis situation that we found ourselves in with COVID-19 and the pandemic? And complicating this, I think, on top of the usual strain and challenges and emotions that we go through in a crisis, we're dealing with a set of just unprecedented stresses. We've been teaching our kids because our kids haven't been able to go to school. We've had to deal with childcare issues or a complete lack of childcare. We've been balancing the roles of parent and employee. We've been balancing being a spouse and being an employee. And we're dealing with this multitude of remote work and work from home issues that we've all had to work through ourselves and with our teams and with our partners and stakeholders. So we have all these unusual stresses. And all of that is on top of what we're dealing with as folks who work in crisis management. And I think in particular, we're dealing with the stresses of this, having teams of folks that in some cases that work for us that manage crisis and continuity issues. And we're dealing with our crisis teams and executives that are also going through the same set of disruptions and emotions and challenges of a global pandemic with all of these unusual stresses that we've put on ourselves. So what can you do? What are some of the things that you can do to make sure you're taking care of the team? I think the first is your own kind of mental acknowledgement that we've been through some unprecedented time here. And if nothing else, it should give us, or we should approach some of these situations with, I think of it as almost a sense of grace, that I know we've all been through this challenge and that we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes. We're all going to have bad times and emotional moments. But I think we have to take those in stride, and we have to realize that there's a lot of hidden stress and hidden anguish that's going on with our coworkers, and that we need to approach that with some grace and understanding. The second is to think about how you can do mental health check-ins with your team. And I'm not telling you here to be or think that you're able to act as a professional in these areas, but there is no harm in, as you're talking with your team, is then asking, how are you doing? Like, how are you doing with what's going on? Things we want to look for is that our teams have mooring lines, that they have regular contact with family and friends and coworkers and others that are their normal mooring lines, the normal things and strategies and tactics and relationships that they use to stay balanced and stay centered on what's going on. As we find employees or stakeholders or partners that are working through some challenges, or we know that there are some challenges because we know our team, I think having a good understanding of what your company has available to you in terms of resources to connect them with. You may have an employee assistance program or counseling program. You may have healthcare benefits that allow them to connect with counseling resources. There might be counseling resources in your community that they can take advantage of. But I do think maintaining contact with your team, checking in with them on their own mental health, and understanding the resources that are available to them are really important to make sure that the team is being taken care of. We also need, as managers and leaders, we also need to look for the fact that, are we getting adequate rest and time away and time off? Or at the same, in the same way, are we making sure our team is getting that, that they are getting adequate rest, that they are getting time away, that they're getting time off? We think about that even in a short-term crisis, right? I mean, we've talked in previous episodes about making sure people got a break, making sure that folks had some time away from the situation. When you're talking about a five-month global pandemic that we're still working through, then absolutely we have to think about how do we make sure folks get time away, that they're able to disconnect, that they're able to get that kind of mental health break that lets them continue to function at peak that we need them to do. So that's something we need to monitor, is time off and time away, adequate rest, you know, going on vacation, so to speak, or actually taking vacation. The pandemic's not going away. Another situation, another idea here is, and in some ways, I think we all do this, but it's watching for folks who are headed to the basement. And by basement, I mean they're headed to that bottom part of their brain where the fight or flight syndrome leads, that they're, you know, kind of losing. They're kind of losing some of that emotional intelligence that we so value in folks that are working in crisis management and business continuity. And you need folks to watch for this in yourself, to see when you are headed to the basement, when that fear and fight or flight syndrome kicks in. So we want to help folks not get there. We want to also recognize when someone is there and that we need to get them away from the situation for a while until they regain perspective and their equilibrium is back. We can also think about things like, should there be additional pay or hazard pay, so to speak, additional compensation for folks that are working in crisis management or business continuity? Because they're dealing with a set of unprecedented challenges. And it's difficult for folks in these roles to get away. And then lastly, I think I want to think about the traditional end of a crisis. I mean, we're used to crisis situations that typically wrap up earlier than a five-month ongoing global pandemic. But think about what we always do at the end of a crisis. We capture lessons learned. We think about critical incident debriefings with trained professionals. We think about debriefing as a team, about perhaps debriefing individually, you know, bringing in counselors that can help us work through this process. This isn't any different, except that we don't know when the end is going to be. And at 5 months in, maybe it's time for us to think about some of those critical incident debriefings. Maybe it's we do some of those now in order to head off problems in the longer term. But I would not hesitate to think about how you can do some of this now for this rather prolonged situation we find ourselves in. There's certainly no shame or weakness in admitting that you might need to seek these kind of conversations after the incident has ended. In fact, I think it requires more courage to step forward and say, I need to talk to someone about how I'm feeling, how I've been managing stress through this situation. There is value in doing this with a peer or with a friend that's in this field, but I don't think in any way that makes up for talking with a trained professional that can really help you sort through the emotions that you're going through. Because otherwise someone, you know, the emotions that you're going through, I should say, as somebody who has had to lead through this prolonged crisis situation, you can always go to your peers. You can always call me if you need to talk about some of these things. If that will help your mental health, I will be happy to give you the time to work through that. But I don't think it makes up for talking with a trained professional who has the appropriate educational and counseling background to assist you. So those are some ideas about how to support the team during a prolonged crisis, how to make sure that your crisis team and your executives and your own team are okay, that you're managing through this. And that offer stands. If you're a crisis manager and you want to talk about the stress that you've been through, and you want to talk to someone in who will listen and give you the most sympathetic advice that can be given, call me. You can find me at BrightPath at 612-235-6435 or via email at contact@brightpath.com. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty podcast. We'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Managing Uncertainty, produced by the experts at BrightPath. To receive notifications of new episodes, join our newsletter at brightpath.com or subscribe through your favorite podcast player, such as iTunes or Google Play. Learn more about the services and trusted advice from BrightPath by visiting brightpath.com. That's BrightPath.com.